The coronavirus pandemic could force nearly half of Pennsylvania restaurants to close permanently in 2021, according to the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins spoke with John Longstreet, who heads the group. He said that the state's new restrictions, which ban all indoor dining at bars and restaurants until January, will create an even more dire picture.
Most of these are going to be the independent, beloved restaurants that are the heartbeats of many of our downtown areas because they're family owned and they don't have the resources, or they don't have restaurants in other states that are still operating at reasonable levels to help carry them through.
There's a lot of research that suggests that, you know, indoor activity at bars and restaurants have been real vectors driving the spread of the virus. And for a lot of people, it might not make sense to be in an enclosed space where strangers have to take their masks off to eat or drink. Can you make a case for why it's safe for restaurants to be open and why the restrictions that Governor Wolf announced are wrong?
You bet. There's a lot of studies that have been done. There's frankly not a lot of real good contact tracing data, including in Pennsylvania. Even Secretary of Health Levine admitted that they couldn't tell where the spread was coming from because there was too many cases to track. And just recently, just Friday, New York State released their actual contact tracing data from September through November, which shows that 1.4% of the spread comes from restaurants and 74% comes from private gatherings. And beyond that, if a customer goes into a restaurant and they feel unsafe, if they're not following CDC protocol, they should leave. We have no interest in supporting restaurants that aren't following the rules, but those that are following the rules, we believe they should have the ability to operate if patrons want to go there.
You've been pushing for some of the federal relief money that Pennsylvania received through the CARES Act this spring to be used on restaurants and hotels that have been really hurting, as you've kind of talked about here. But in November, state Republicans and Governor Wolf used that money to balance the state budget. And, you know, now that pot of money, which was more than $1 billion in aid, has been accounted for. So what do you do now?
Well, there's no money left in Pennsylvania. And I have to say first, I was frankly shocked that happened. That money could have been used for not just restaurants and hotels, but any small business or individual that had been affected by the tragedy of COVID-19. So the only aid that's available right now would be through Washington, through the $908 billion package that's actually getting some momentum now, does have paycheck protection money in there that could go to restaurants and hotels. Over and above that, every legislator we've talked to, and you've heard the governor talk about it in every press conference now that they've used the money that should have gone to restaurants, say, we need to get money to restaurants. So you can be sure that we're going to be holding their feet to the fire when they get back in session, which isn't until January now. The problem with that is that many restaurants won't make it till January.
Yeah, so I'm curious, what are you going to do to advocate for the state's restaurant industry? Will there be more protests like we saw in Pittsburgh this past summer? What does that action look like?
First, compel the governor to understand the mistake of this decision, that this wrong decision needs to be reversed right away. The governor had restaurants operating at 25% or 50% if they went through a Department of Health self-certification program, so that it was good, safe operating standards. And again, if people don't feel comfortable with that, they shouldn't frequent restaurants. And there's a number of things that we're going to ask the legislature to do as far as waiving fees and deferring prepayment of sales taxes and things that will help cash flow a bit. And the workers desperately need unemployment. Unemployment is running out. The enhanced unemployment that's in the packet, the $908 billion package, should be done right away. Obviously, we want all of the people that work in the industry to have a place to work when this is done. So we have to help the businesses. But right now, there's as many as hundreds of thousands of employees across the state that have no income between now and January 4th, right at Christmas time. They need help.
That was John Longstreet of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association speaking with 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins. We'd like to note that while contact tracing has been hindered by the sheer volume of new cases, numerous studies do show restaurants can be hotspots for transmission.